For each aspect of the walking, we can be in touch with the full spectrum of sensations in the body associated with walking and with the seamless integration of all these elements into the continuity of walking. We can coordinate these various aspects of the walking cycle with the breath, or simply observe how the breath moves as the body moves. Of course, that will depend in large measure on how slowly or quickly you are walking. In the slow walking, we take small steps. We're just talking about ordinary walking, only slower, only mindful. The challenge in walking meditation is to keep mind and body together in the present moment with just what is happening. What is happening, as in all moments, is extremely complex. But in walking, we attempt to keep the sensations associated with walking center stage in the field of awareness and keep reestablishing it there, which is here, when it is diverted off someplace else. In this way, it is no different from any other mindfulness practice. Loving-kindness meditation. Loving-kindness, or metta in the Pali language, is one of four foundational practices taught by the Buddha, known collectively as the Divine Abodes. Loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. All of these are rigorous practices in their own right, used for the most part to cultivate samadhi, or one-pointed concentrated attention, out of which the power of the evoked qualities emerge, transfiguring the heart. But the essence of all these practices is contained and accessible within all the mindfulness practices we have already touched on. Even so, just naming these qualities of heart and making their role explicit in our practice may help us to recognize them when they arise spontaneously during mindfulness practice, as well as to incline the heart and mind in their direction more frequently, especially in difficult times. In teaching or practicing formal loving-kindness meditation, I often resort to imagery and emphasize the direct feeling of loving-kindness rather than rely solely on the traditional phrases aimed at bringing it about. For some of these images and approaches, I'm following the lead and language of my colleague Saki Santarelli. In a sitting posture, or lying down, or standing, bringing your awareness to the breath and the body as a whole breathing. Resting here for a period of time, establishing a relatively stable platform of moment-to-moment awareness, riding on the waves of the breath. When you feel comfortable resting with the flowing of your breathing, picturing in your mind's eye someone in your life who loves you or loved you unconditionally, evoking and giving yourself over to feeling the qualities of the selfless love and kindness they accorded you, and the whole aura or field of their love for you. Breathing with these feelings, bathing in them, resting in the field of their heartfelt embrace of you just as you are or were. Noticing that you are loved and accepted as you are, without having to be different, without having to be worthy of their love, without having to be particularly deserving. In fact, you may not feel particularly worthy or deserving. That does not matter. It is, in fact, irrelevant. The relevant fact is that you were or are loved. Their love is for you just as you are, for who you are now, already, and perhaps always have been. It is truly unconditional. Allowing your own heart to bask in these feelings, to be cradled in them, to be rocked moment by moment in the swing of the loving heart beating. And in the flowing of your own breathing, held and bathed in this way, in this field of loving kindness. And if you are unable to remember or conjure up such a person, then see if you can imagine someone treating you in that way. Now, as you feel ready, and whenever you feel ready, see if you can become the source as well as the object of these very same feelings. In other words, take on these feelings for yourself as if they were your own rather than those of another. Linger with the rhythmic beating of your own heart, cradling in your own heart these feelings of love and acceptance and kindness for yourself, beyond judgment of any kind, just basking in feelings of loving kindness akin to the embrace of a mother for her child, where you are simultaneously both the mother and the child. Rest here in these feelings as best you can from moment to moment, bathing in your own kind regard and acceptance of yourself as you are. Let this feeling be self-sustaining, natural, in no way forced or coerced. Even tiny tastes of it are balm and succor for all the negativity and self-criticism and self-loathing that can lie beneath the surface of our psyches. In resting here in this field of loving-kindness, this embrace of loving-kindness, you may find it useful to whisper to yourself inwardly the following phrases, or to hear them being whispered to you by the wind, by the air, by the breath, by the world. May I be safe and protected and free from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and contented. May I be healthy and whole to whatever degree possible. May I experience ease of well-being. At first, it may feel artificial to be saying such things to yourself or even thinking them. Ultimately, both vanish into the feeling of being safe and free from harm in this moment, the feeling of being contented and happy in this moment, the feeling of being whole in this moment, since you already are whole, the feeling of resting in ease of well-being, far from the dis-ease and fragmentation we endure so much of the time. This feeling is the foundation of loving kindness.